Tiger Town, the days are very few for spring training, but you can still get down there to Central Florida. It's Michael Patrick Shields if you want to go. One of the ways you can get there is on a Velo Air from the Capital Region International Airport. Nicole Noel Williams at FlyLansing.com is the CEO of that airport, and she tells us how we can get to Florida and we can get to international destinations too.
We've got 3 to Cancun, 2 to Punta Cana, and 1 to Montego Bay. Those are weekly. So every day of the week until Easter, we'll have international flights every day but Tuesday out of the Lansing Airport. You clear customs right at the airport, and there's actually only 2 airports in the state of Michigan that have an FIS, which is Detroit and Lansing. So you come in, you go through the queuing, show your passports, grab your luggage right there, and you're out to your vehicle usually within a half hour.
That's Nicole Noel Williams, Capital Region International Airport. They've got nonstops on Avello to Orlando. Someone who went from Michigan to Central Florida, the Orlando area, Dawn Preeby is with us, the head of sales and strategic partnerships for the East Coast of the United States at Merlin Entertainments, which includes Legoland, Florida, and the Peppa Pig theme park there, not too far from Lakeland, not too far from the Balmoral Resort, which we have frequented and broadcast from, and she's on our AT&T line right now. Welcome to the airwaves back here in Michigan.
Thank you so much. It's great to connect. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm curious, so what your career path was that took you from Michigan, where in Michigan, and why tourism, and why Legoland?
Sure. So I was raised in Ortonville and raised my children, actually, in Lake Orion. Fell in love with tourism, right? I think our gems are Frankenmuth and Mackinac Island. So I spent a lot of time there, and I kept thinking, people get paid to do this, right? They get paid to enjoy all of these things and the greater part of Michigan. So I got into the hospitality and tourism industry, and the journey for me, 8 years ago, I joined Merlin Entertainments when Sea Life came to Auburn Hills, and then we opened the Legoland Discovery Center, and I sort of worked my way through there with a Peppa Pig indoor, Peppa Pig role to play, and then an opportunity came to join the Legoland Florida Resort team, and I thought, twist my arm and I'll move to Florida in the middle of February, I'll have you know, Michael. So I absolutely love it. For me, Central Florida has become, I've been here about 2 years, and it's such a unique place, and it really reminds me of all of the things that we love about Michigan, the lakes, and just that small town feel, I think, for me in Central Florida here in Winter Haven. So that's my journey in a nutshell.
What was your gig on Mackinac Island?
So I just was a visitor on Mackinac Island, but I have to tell you, my daughter worked at Mission Point Resort because I raised my kids to love everything about Michigan, and so my daughter worked in Mission Point Resort for 2 years. But I was just a visitor on Mackinac, but that's what piqued my interest in wanting to be in the hospitality travel and tourism arena, but just because how fantastic is is Mackinac?
It sure is, and we're going to broadcast from the Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference and the Mission Point Resort coming up at the very end of May and beginning of June. We'll also be live at the Governor's Conference on Tourism at the Amway Grand in Grand Rapids. That'll be the Tuesday after Easter. What is your daughter's name, and what did she do at Mission Point?
Yeah, so my daughter's name is Jackie, same last name, Preeby, and she was in event sales. So she isn't there any longer, but she really enjoyed her time, right? It was a college, sort of a college internship for her. So I'm sure a lot of people still know her. Michael, if you're looking for an upgrade, I'm sure she can hook you up.
I'll definitely call her Miss Preeby, and I'm sure she had a very good collaboration with Liz Ware and the family there, I'm sure, at Mission Point. And you wouldn't believe it if you went back there. We're all excited to see the changes they've done over the winter, where they've completely renovated the round bar so that when you walk from the lobby down in, you have a sweeping view of Lake Huron.
It's amazing, right? You can't beat the views from there, and I know the Wares really well. So a fantastic property, and they've done such a great job.
Boy, tourism shrinks the world, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's funny moving here to Florida and joining the Legoland Florida team and then the Peppa Pig theme park team. It is a small world. I run into a lot of familiar faces and a lot of people that are moving from Michigan, obviously, because I think the world continued to shrink during the pandemic. A lot of people in hospitality and tourism find themselves working remotely. So there is an opportunity to move and live in other places. And, of course, we all know that Michigan winters can be harsh, where Florida winters are 80 degrees and sunny every day. So I think that's where I see a lot of familiar faces. I get hit up a lot, Michael, with people that have said, you know, I love your gig. I love following your journey. I see you on Facebook and on LinkedIn, and how can I get a piece of that? So it's smaller than you think. We always think that tourism is just this broad scope, but there's a little bit of everybody knows everybody, which is great.
Did you get over a Tiger game this year?
I went to two. All so right. My friends at Visit Central Florida had invited me, and I went to one of the spring training games, and I got to see Miggy. He actually hit a home run while I was there. So it's so exciting, right? Because, and then, again, another opportunity to just be in that small town feel, which is phenomenal. So how about you? I have a question for you. Have you visited us at Legoland Florida Resort in a while?
You know, I've been to the Balmoral Resort a number of times to stay there and cover the Tigers and broadcast from there. And it was Chris Felinas at Visit Central Florida and Chris Capios originally. But Chris is the one who said, no, MPS, it's not Peppa the Pig. It's Peppa Pig.
It is Peppa Pig. But, you know, Hillary Clinton made that. She said that as well. And I think it was Chelsea that had to correct her. So, yes, It is Peppa Pig. She is our 4-year-old little spirited British girl that welcomes all of our families down to Central Florida now at the world's, actually we're the country's first theme park that was designed specifically for children.
Legoland Florida Peppa Pig theme park in Central Florida. Dawn Preeby mentioned my name in Haines City.